Do you remember when this happened?
It's Christine Fischel. Would you like to
come? Yeah, Elon Musk gave $1 million to a voter, and I think it's one of the signs of corruption of our electoral system that this was possible. I'm not sure what Elon Musk did to the election, but if you want to say that he stole the election, I think one way you could say he stole the election is by trying to buy votes. The only problem is Elon Musk didn't buy votes. He stole votes because these suckers never got a cent from Elon Musk. And guess what? Now he's being sued by them. Sued. Yes. And this is a continuation of Elon Musk making big promises and never delivering. We're going to get all into all of that, including the lawsuit. I just want to say the Wired has been doing some incredible reporting around Elon Musk, and they have not let up. They have literally listed all of the broken promises Elon Musk has failed to deliver on. I'm going to go through some of them right here, where Elon Musk said that he would start driverless cars in 2013. Now, I do think you got to like shoot for the stars and be happy if you land in the clouds for sure. But it is a continuing problem that this man makes big promises that truly never happen. He said in 2015 that full autonomous driving would happen in about 3 years. It is 10 years later, baby. It has not happened at all. In 2016, he said there'd be autonomous charging, meaning that as you drive, you'd be able to charge a car. It hasn't happened. Just switching gears for a moment, because I have an important update. If you're older than 64, I just want to say that I know that there are a lot of agents out there pushing Medicare Advantage plans, even when they don't meet your needs. And they do this because they're paid more to sell these plans. But that's why I'm proud to work with Chapter. They take the time to explain the pros and the cons of all your Medicare options: Original Medicare, Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, and Part D. With honest and personalized recommendations, Chapter helps you understand how the different options fit your needs. And they help people find an average savings of $1,100 a year. So if you're on Medicare or turning 65, talk to Chapter to shop every plan and see if you can save. Call them at 948-228-0980 to make sure your Medicare coverage is right for you. He also, of course, promised he was going to strip the federal government of $2 trillion. But Musk left the U.S. government, as we all know, famously, creating what is probably the biggest scandal in Donald Trump's presidency in any of them, saying that Donald Trump is connected to Epstein. But Musk went in there saying that he was going to slash spending by $2 trillion, and he left it a mere $1.86 trillion short of the target by his own estimations. It's probably even much shorter than that. Meanwhile, the president's new tax bill added $2.3 trillion to the deficit, really negating anything that that Elon Musk did. Now, what's funny is that though Elon Musk didn't slash the federal government spending, he did take a chainsaw to his own reputation. Because I don't know about you, but I used to at least respect Elon Musk prior to all of this. I think though he has made a lot of big promises, he's also one of the reasons why electric cars are where they are today, and that it could very well be that in the next 10 years, internal combustion engines finally stop getting made. So he has done some great things, but it's all negated by the fact that he supported someone who has actively tried to destroy our country and also got rid of the EV credit. So he actually hurt himself too in the process. Now, he's also hurting himself because Elon Musk is now facing a lawsuit over what is being called a phony election sweepstakes. Here we go. Elon Musk